Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm Sam McIntosh. On today's program, I'm talking with Dick and Eileen Ellis of the Panora Food Pantry, located in the Faith Baptist Church, about their services and what items they need. This is part two of a two-part interview. You two have been a part of this since its beginning. How has it changed over this time as far as the need or the amount of people who've been using the pantry?
Well, it started off with, since we're the only one in the county that really had it going, it took a while for it to build up. But as time goes on and the economy of the area makes a lot of difference. There was a time during when the farmers were having a real tough problem here, I don't know how long ago that was, 10, 15 years ago, that we had a pretty good run on the food pantry, only because of the need. Other than that, most people, there's so many options with the food pantries in the county that there's not really an emergency nowadays as there was in the past, because they have other places they can go rather than here.
How many households do you think you typically see annually?
Well, if you took the 136 and divided by 12, average, I guess, that would be whatever it comes out for families, but not everybody comes every 2 months. Some you may see just generally in the wintertime when they're in need. A summer, you may not have as many. So it varies from, it's tough to say the number of families we have, because some we see, some we don't. They move out of the county, new ones move in. So it's tough to say how many families are part of these 136 visits.
And would you say winter is a busier time for the pantry?
Generally, yes. I would guess, because if these people have a garden, naturally summer is going to take care of a lot of those other things, or they can go to the farmer's market and purchase some things. One of the things I know that has changed for the items is the government on the welfare, when they get their welfare cards, they can go and buy food, but they're not allowed to buy any paper products. So since that time, we've taken care of the toilet paper and the paper towels, because they don't have an access to that as far as the government regulations and what they spend their money for.
Raccoon Valley Radio is doing its Caring Christmas food drive right now, getting involved with a lot of local businesses, encouraging people to donate either in a monetary sense or items. So what would you say are the items that you're most in want of right now?
Well, we usually have a pretty good run of cereal that we have to purchase a lot of that item. Peanut butter and jelly. Soups are always go out rather fast. The vegetables, well, I guess just about anything that you would ordinarily think that our staple food is what we need.
Before we started talking, you showed me the pantry. I saw you don't just have food items. You also provide some cleaning products and maybe some toiletries as well.
Yeah. Why don't you answer
that
one?
We supply shampoo and laundry soap and bar soap, dish soap. And then also we have a freezer in there that has hamburger in there, and they're each given 2 pounds of hamburger on that one time that they come.
In my experience, hearing about the fresh produce side of things, going to the local grocery store, that's not something I hear about a lot from local pantries. So why do you guys think to include that?
We want to give the people a rounded meal, at least for some. We always buy eggs and potatoes, bread, and some type of fruit, whether it's bananas or apples or whatever, but just something fresh rather than just what's in the pantry. And that comes out of our financial money. When we go out to purchase, we usually purchase 120 pounds of hamburger at a time, and that's been running, you know, $400 plus since the hamburger is a little higher now than it has at the early. But all of those, we just have to watch what we buy and be sure that we balance and are stewards of the money that is given us or provided us for supporting this program.
And so it's been maybe 20 plus years that you've been involved with the pantry?
Yeah, pretty early 1990s is when we kind of started, and of course it wasn't a big push then. You know, you took care of 5 or 10 families, but as it's progressed and we've spread out, because it just generally was Panora area, and now we're kind of taking care of Guthrie County as a group.
How is this gratifying for both of you in continuing, you know, to help out with this local service?
It's just another way of doing the Lord's work for those that are in need.
It does warm our hearts that we can help the people that really need help.
For those who are in need and would like to come utilize the pantry, who should they contact to schedule an appointment?
They could call the Faith Bible Church here in Panora. That number is 755-3034, I believe. And that person then would get a hold of us, and we could get back with them and get an appointment set up for when they can come and pick up their product.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program with Dick and Eileen Ellis of the Panora Food Pantry, located in the Faith Baptist Church, about their services and what items they need. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program online at raccoonvalleyradio.com.